Welcome to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. I'm your host, Nicole. Let's go around and introduce the members that joined us today.
I'm Kara.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Ethan.
Okay, so today's topic is holidays. So we're going to talk about traditions and all things related to holidays. So the first one we will talk about is Halloween.
For Halloween, I went out trick-or-treating with friends, and I dressed up as a hippie.
I went to a friend's house and helped pass out candy.
I stayed at the house and just passed out candy.
I went trick-or-treating with a friend and dressed up as a druid.
I didn't do anything except clean the house.
Well, I was here with Nicole, and we had Halloween Fun Night, which was an awesome event, and I would highly recommend everyone come and check it out again next year.
Deborah and I, this is Nicole, by the way, we were the Sanderson sisters. So I was Sarah and Deborah was Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was Winnie?
Her mom.
Oh, yeah, my mom was Winnie.
Oh, I saw that. It was great. It was
awesome. Okay, so the next holiday is Thanksgiving. So do you guys have Thanksgiving traditions that you do?
I go to grandparents' house for Thanksgiving day before and Thanksgiving day to see both of them. One of them is the German Thanksgiving, though.
So we eat German stuff.
So we eat German food.
Kara and I are sisters, so we do the same thing. I guess we have like schnitzel at my German grandma's house.
Schnitzel,
definitely recommend it.
Potatoes.
I don't have any traditions or anything. I just do regular Thanksgiving.
What's your favorite food to eat? Yeah.
Oh, my stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Stuffing.
I go to my aunt and uncle's house out in the country, and the best thing is probably, like, chocolate pecan pie. Uh-huh.
My family doesn't really do anything. It's just a regular Thanksgiving. But the one tradition we do have is we get the fake wine and from Walmart.
Like the apple, the sparkling apple cider.
Yeah, like that stuff.
So good.
We usually always have Thanksgiving at home. My dad is the main Thanksgiving cook, and so we have German stuffing, and everybody kind of brings a dish. But my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie.
So my mom's family always gathers at my grandparents' house, and there's like at least 14 of us there every year, and it's just awesome to have the family all come together, and the best food is stuffing by far.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Controversial. I disagree. Well, I don't eat stuffing.
Deborah's wrong. Don't listen to Deborah.
I didn't eat stuffing.
You're wrong to get out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm picky.
Me too.
Yeah.
Ashley, get out.
Get out.
Anyways.
What else we got?
Okay. Next up is Christmas. So, do you have favorite Christmas music, favorite Christmas traditions? What do you want for Christmas this year? Throw it all out there.
I don't really like Christmas music because it's always played on the radio. One thing that I really want for Christmas is like a zodiac ring.
Okay. What's your zodiac sign?
I would literally make it one.
Libra.
Okay.
Same. I do like Christmas music, but mainly if it's like orchestra Christmas music. Mm-hmm. So like Lindsay Sterling's Christmas music.
You're an orchestra child.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I play the viola. Oh. What did you expect?
Santa the Barbarian.
It's a song that we're playing in band.
Okay.
I don't like playing Christmas in orchestra, though. It's not fun.
It
doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
It's always wrong. It's it's just not right.
You guys are in high school. You're learning. You can't be perfect.
All right, so I absolutely love Christmas and Christmas music.
Yeah.
And I already know what y'all are gonna say. Mariah Carey.
Okay. No.
Yes.
All I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was expecting a bunch of hate from that. And then Carol of the Bells.
I love Carol of the Bells.
Yeah.
You have great taste.
I don't have any favorite Christmas songs, but they're all okay. They're fine. So,
what do you want for Christmas?
I literally have no idea.
You don't have
together.
Rocks.
You got it.
Rocks. Rocks.
Oh, look at you, Cole.
I love Christmas music. I have to hold myself from listening to Christmas music in like October. But Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm.
I will literally listen to that all year round. Like Brie, all I want for Christmas is rocks.
My favorite thing about Christmas is the Nutcracker Ballet. So I like to watch it. I love the Nutcracker music. It's just like one of my favorite things since I was a little kid about Christmas.
I watched the Barbie version. I love the music.
The best Christmas music in the whole entire world is anything Pentatonix.
That was coming.
So good.
What's your favorite Pentatonix Christmas song? Can you pick one? Or one that like you like right now? Like it's pop in your mind.
That's Christmas to me. Always will be top tier.
You want something to add something?
Yeah, I have a song. Okay, so this theory is on the internet, but it's also my theory. In Wonderful Christmas Time, or Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, I think it's about witchcraft.
What?
Okay. When you read the lyrics, you know.
Okay.
Christmas is magical.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean witchcraft.
I will explain it to you tomorrow.
Okay. So I know my family has a tradition of watching certain Christmas movies every year. So we watch A Christmas Story and The Grinch every single year. Oh, and Elf usually too. You hate The Christmas Story? Okay.
I hate The Christmas Story.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Deborah.
My sister won't go without watching How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, do you guys have traditional or Christmas movies? Movie?
Yeah.
I
forgot about movies.
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas movie is Elf.
It's a good one.
Cringe.
What's your favorite color?
One of my favorite Christmas movies would be Home Alone.
People forget. And
yeah.
It's good.
Oh, that's great. The second one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, third one's crap.
There's a third one?
Yeah. They chose a different kid to do it.
Okay, that's why that's
it. It's a different kid.
Uh-huh. So my favorite Christmas movie, right, is The Grinch. No. Not just The Grinch, the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah, that's the one we watch every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any favorite Christmas movies. We don't watch a lot of different movies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's okay.
Okay. This has controversy, but The Polar Express.
No.
Good,
it's horrifying. It's so scary, and I love it.
It's horrifying.
The dead, lifeless eyes. It's great.
Oh my god.
I don't know what my favorite Christmas movie is. Like, I think it changes, like, throughout the season. Like, I love Elf. Mm-hmm. I really like the classic, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Like, they're not claymation, but, you know.
I know what you're talking
like,
about.
Like, the weird ones. I don't know.
I hate those.
I just grew up on them, so, like, they're classic in my mind. Charlie Brown Christmas. Mm-hmm. I've never watched Arthur's Christmas.
Really?
I like Christmas shorts. I like to watch The Nutcracker when it comes on PBS.
I would just like to add that the best Grinch movie is the original one.
Agree.
Yep.
Sure. I really like the original cartoon Grinch.
And it only takes you like less than 30 minutes to watch it every single year. So good. Okay.
Well, you don't get.
Does anybody have anything else to add? Anything you want to talk about related to holidays? Okay, cool. We'll wrap it up then.
Before we wrap it up, I'll just briefly remind everybody that we spent some time before this podcast planning out our January events, and we have some great things coming up, so make sure to join us for things like escape rooms, decorating cookies, movie and board games, mafia nights, and painting events. So make sure to follow us on social media and check out what we're going to be doing come January.
All right. The next thing for Tab is going to be Christmas tree decorating on Monday, December 5th at 6?
Yep.
At 6 p.m.
Contest.
And it is a contest, so there will be a winner picked, and there will be a prize for the winner. Mm-hmm. So come join us for that if you are 13, ages 13 to 18. And I think that's it. Thanks for joining us.